the sound of the season for many football fans, the glorious call to Monday Night Football. While that audience does include many women who love the game, many others experience something rather different. Our weekly sports commentator has a diagnosis and perhaps a cure.
Yes, it's that time again when so many American women are having their space invaded, their sensitive environment contaminated by alien emotions.
Oh, that awful torment has started to affect me once more. It's that same sort of distress that always seems to strike me at exactly this time of the year.
Hi, I'm Frank DeFord, and yes, if you, like so many women, are beginning to suffer from those agonizing seasonal pains, I'm here to tell you about a wonderful new product, Pigskinexia.
Pigskinexia?
Yes, Pigskinexia. I know it's only the beginning of football season, but are you already having to endure the shame of that gridiron malady that is so common in so many American homes, regardless of race, religion, ethnicity, or intelligence? Pigskinexia not only filters out of your system all football noises and associated rude behaviors, but it also soothes as it washes away those awful weekend hours when ugly male chromosomes dominate the household. Pigskinexia is safe. It only attacks American football. Its patented ingredients allow baseball, basketball, hockey moms, tennis, soccer, professional wrestling, American Idol, and all other civilized entertainments to enter your consciousness just as always, leaving you and your loved ones to enjoy the rest of the American dream just as we've all been promised.
Wow, with Pigskinexia, Frank, I can live as joyously in the autumn just as I do in the spring, winter, and summer.
Exactly. You'll be able to take your weekends back and your Monday nights, too. Pigskinexia is easy to use. It comes in tablet, poison pill, or convenient personal injection form. Ask your doctor about Pigskinexia.
Gee, Frank, thanks for the tip. I'm calling my doctor today.
Now, Pigskinexia may not be for everyone. If you experience torment brought on by football for more than 4 hours, call your marriage counselor. And if you continue to suffer from long pregame shows, screaming, beer burping, point spreads, tailgating, and other forms of gridiron excess, better you stop taking Pigskinexia, protect the children and the dog, and just cope the best you can till the Super Bowl is over.
Advice from commentator Frank DeFord. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. Thanks also to our colleague, Melissa Gray. She plans her fall weekends around the Georgia Bulldogs. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.